So I stayed up. I watched it. I know your times were probably all messed up there, but, yeah. But back in the States, you know, it was in Central Time. It was at 12:30. So on that Friday night, I went to bed early. Woke up at midnight and actually went to this German bar down the street.
Oh, yeah.
And watched it there, and people were, I mean, they were clamoring for it. I mean, yeah. When you hear stories like that, what do you think? I mean, did you have any concept when you were in Korea that was going on back in the States?
We knew there were some watch parties, and like people were getting more and more excited. And by the time we made the final, it seemed like it had really started like take a hold of like fandom America. So it was just really cool to be a part of it and kind of be on the forefront of the whole situation is kind of surreal.
Yeah.
I've been thrust into this new role of like celebrity, and it's great. I love it. I'm an outgoing guy, but it's still kind of weird. People are like, I recognize you. I'm like, weird.
it's got to have been just an absolute whirlwind in those hours after. I saw you did the interview with Mike Tirico. Mm-hmm. I mean, you said you met like the whole women's hockey. I mean, what were those? Immediately after you win gold, you hit the podium, national anthem. I mean, what was life like?
We were whisked off right away for like a media thing, like go here, go here, go here. So there wasn't a whole lot of celebrations or anything right after. And we got home for about a day or two and then went to New York to do some more media stuff. So it's definitely been a whirlwind, and we're just go, go, go. But it's been fantastic. It's been a lot of fun.
Have you had a moment yet, or maybe it was when you were on the podium where it hit you like, wow, not only am I here, but we did it?
Right. It definitely like hit me on the podium, but I don't think it's like fully set in like the magnitude of what we've done yet. Like I really haven't had any time to like relax since the Olympics. So I think maybe when I have some time to unwind and I can sit back for a little bit, it might hit me.
What was it like? I assume you went home at some point, right? Have you been home?
I've been
yet?
Home for about 3 days since January 30th.
Okay. What was the reception like?
Oh, it was great. There's a couple videos from my curling club at their watch party that they showed me, and we did do like a welcome home party one night. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot, like everybody, it's just great to see all the support and how into it people were.
So what are you doing here right now?
I work for Spectrum Brands, actually. This is my fourth houseware show. I've been an exhibitor for three and an exhibit for one, being
sure,
this one.
Sure.
And it's a lot of fun. Spectrum has been super supportive of me, and especially now after the fact, they've been really great. Just wanted to help me and make sure like I can continue to do the things I want to do and train the way I want to train. So it's been it was a really great relationship that we've had for the past 5 years since I've been working here. And it's kind of cool to see all my products out on display, ones I've tested and helped verify and, you know, sometimes tweak some designs. It's been a lot of fun.
I think a lot of people assume, oh, Olympian, you probably spend every waking moment doing the sport.
Right.
You know? But this kind of pulls the curtain back a little bit. So there is a life outside, off of the ice.
I mean,
there has to be, right?
As great as it would be to be a full-time curler, there's just, and the money's not there. Just the ability to do it would be great, but it just I can't support a family or my wife and dog. So, I have a real job, so I can make money, and you know, I'm just a normal guy who happens to curl on the side.
Well, I think that's what was so appealing,
right
about
yeah.
you guys was that, you know, we watched the speed skaters and they've all got these monster legs, mm-hmm. and then we watched, you know, the hockey players and but. People look at you guys and you're like, you know, maybe you don't have to be a big hulking, you know, athlete
right.
to win gold. Maybe there is a possibility. What do you think that your gold medal, have you given much thought about what the gold medal will do for the sport in the United States?
Oh, it's gonna be great for the United States. Actually, it's gonna help the sport worldwide. If it continues to stay as hot as it is right now, because people are just buzzing about curling. There's going to be more funding, and the U.S. is only going to benefit from this, because then we'll be able to fund more athletes, and then we'll develop more athletes, and all of a sudden, maybe we'll be on the podium more often. Maybe this wasn't just like a fluke, one-time thing. Maybe the United States is going to be podium contenders every single time, so it could be really cool.
Do you worry that maybe it was a fluke, or do you feel like the talent level is there?
So I represented the U.S. at the World Championships the last 3 years with the same team, and we got fifth, third, and fourth. So I knew we were semifinal contenders. And then when you get to the semifinals, it's kind of an, it's a new tournament. You know, back to the mentality where you win two, you win it all. You win one, you're guaranteed a medal, and if you lose them both, you're out. So just getting to the semifinals is always like the initial goal, and then, yeah. It doesn't matter how good you did before in the round robin, obviously, because we went 5-4 round robin, and Sweden had one or two losses. I think two losses in the round robin. So, you know, it doesn't matter at that point. Now you just got to win two before you lose one. So
how does this work now? Do you guys break up and go do your own thing and then get the band back together? How does this work with you guys as a team? Or is it constantly shifting and changing the dynamic? I mean, right. We're 4 years away now, obviously.
Right, so... as far as I know, I plan on playing 4 more years with these guys. We haven't talked too much about it. We still have 2 more events to play. I leave for Winnipeg on Wednesday to go to my next curling event. But I think everyone's on the same page that we're going to continue to pursue this and maybe try and defend the title.
Is there any opportunity that you guys would tour, like you know, the skaters will do their own kind of tour? Is there anything that you guys have planned to go and visit various locations and educate people on curling? Or
A little bit. I've thought about doing a speaking tour, and then that one of my friends is helping me set up, and we're kind of discussing as a team, like, do we want to hit up some curling clubs and help promote it? But the thing, it's getting near the end of the season. Not a lot of curling clubs still have ice. So it would be tough to go down, and there's no ice for anyone to like try it or see it. So we'll see. If maybe we'll do it next season if there's still a lot of hype around it. So yeah, we're just gonna kind of play it by ear.
Who'd you meet, and who do you still want to meet? I know Aaron Rodgers. You mentioned him on the Tirico interview. Have you had a chance to talk with him yet, or no? Has he reached out to you?
No, Aaron Rodgers had not reached out to me, but. I think I might see him later this month. I'm going to the Donald Driver Driven to Achieve Awards and his like fundraiser for charity that he puts on in Milwaukee, and I think Aaron Rodgers might be there, so that would be really neat.
Yeah. And so anyone else, did you meet Mr. T or no? I know he was watching.
No, did not meet Mr. T.
He's a Chicago guy.
Yeah. One interesting guy that called us after we won, hasn't got as much publicity, is... David Grohl from the Foo Fighters called us. Yeah, he just landed in Brazil when he called us. He said, "I landed. I heard you won. I had to make a phone call. One of my buddies knew your CEO, which is how I got your number. Wow. And I think it's just great what you guys did." And I was it's weird because you know when I was younger, I really liked Nirvana, and I mean even the Foo Fighters are really good. So it was kind of
cool. Really cool guy, isn't
and he?
He
seems like just an awesome dude. And yeah. He's like, if I'm ever in your town, you know, reach out and you can just get you in backstage passes. Like,